Tonight's shiur is going to be a short shiur, and we're going to be discussing the method to count Yovel and Shemitah, as we'll explain. This shiur is the first shiur of at least a two-part series. Today we're just going to give the background. The Gemara, Masech Rosh Hashanah, the verse Mishnah, when discusses all the Avot Rosh Hashanim, the New Years, states there are four New Years. There's Echad v'Nisan, there's one Rosh Hashanah, Echad v'Elul, Echad v'Tishrei, and Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat, there's Rosh Hashanah Le'ulanos. And the Gemara states what is the Rosh Hashanah, what Rosh Hashanah is on each date. For example, Echad v'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Le'ulachim, Rechav El Rosh Hashanah Le'Maiser Behema, and one Rosh Hashanah Le'Tishrei we know is Rosh Hashanah Le'Shanim, and it's also Rosh Hashanah Le'Yovlos. In other words, the Yovel begins on Echad v'Tishrei. So the Gemara Masech Rosh Hashanah, the first source in the sheet, asks the question, Rosh Hashanah for Yovel is Echad v'Tishrei? But we know that all the action begins on Yom Kippur. The slaves go free, the land reverts back to the original owners, those who sold the land beforehand. So at Yovel, the land reverts back to them. That all that happens Yom Kippur. So therefore must be Yovel begins Yom Kippur, doesn't begin Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara asks. Yovel is Echad v'Tishrei who? Yovel is Echad v'Tishrei. Yovelos Vasarav Tishrei Hu. Yovelos is in the tenth of Tishrei. Dichsiv, as it says, Yom Kippurim Tavir Shofar. And Yom Kippur, you have to blow a shofar, and then everything happens. So how can the Mishnah say that Echad v'Tishrei Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Yovel? So Gemara answers, Hamani, who is this like? This is like the Shita of Rishmael ben Nosh of Yochim ben Broka. This is like the Shita of Rishmael, the son of Rav Yochim ben Broka. The Tanya. Rav Yochanan Baruch said, ask the question, V'kidashtem v'shnas chamishim shana. The Torah says you should sanctify the 50th year. Now we know already Yovel is the year when you can't work the land. Yovel is the year when the fields go back to the original owners. On Yovel, the slaves are freed, those who were supposed to be with their masters, the Avadim Ivrim, for 50 years, till Yovel, I'm sorry. So they go free at Yovel. So it becomes Kaddish. But we know it becomes Kaddish. So once it becomes Kaddish, why does the Torah tell us Zikdash Shnas Chamishim Shana? So Rabbi Shmuel answers that you might think that Yovel is only Kodesh from Yom Kippurim when all the action happens. The answer is no. Yachal Lota Imekdesh is El Yom Kippurim Ve'elech. Tamag Lomar V'Kiddash Nemesnas Chamishim. You should make the 50th year holy. And the 50th year being holy basically implies. 50th year being holy basically implies that from the Rosh Hashanah itself, the year becomes holy. From Rosh Hashanah itself. So now we have a problem. If the year becomes holy from Rosh Hashanah itself, and all the action happens in Yom Kippur, what happens from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? The answer is Melamed Shemiskadeshes Valachas Mitchilosa. It's Miskadeshes Valachas Mitchilosa. She says, "Mikanam Rishmol v'Noshar of Yom Rochem Broka from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur." Once Yom Kippur starts until the day of all the action, Lo Yavodim Niftaron Levateyam. The Avodim do not go home. V'lo Mishtavim Adayim, but they don't serve their masters. Ela Ochlin V'Shosin. They eat, they drink, they act like they're free. U Mitzvaseyam V'Rashayim, and the crowns are on their heads, and now they feel like royalty. They came out of servitude. And came and Shigia Yom Kippurim. Once Yom Kippurim comes, Taku Besdin Veshofar, Besdin blows the shofar, and Niftru Avadein Levateyan Vesados Chodosh Levalehim. Alright, so therefore the Chiddush Shnas Chamishim Shana tells us that the year is holy, the whole year is holy. And therefore the Mishnah which states that on the 50th, that Rashan Echad v'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Yovlos, that's going to Rosh Shmuel, who holds that really Yovel begins the beginning of the year, just most of the action happens in Yom Kippur. However, according to the Chacham, who argued Rosh Shmuel, the Rabbanon, and they hold no, that Yovel really starts from Yom Kippur. How do they explain the Pasuk Yidashim and Snasach HaKamishim Shana? According to Rosh Shmuel, it explains the whole year is holy, but according to the Chacham, who hold that the whole year is not holy. How do they explain that pasuk? V'kidash nasa chamishim shana. The Gemara answers that pasuk comes to tell us, according to Rabbanan, that only years are holy. We make kodesh, and we don't make months kodesh. In other words, what the chiddush is that when We Kiddush HaChodesh, according to Rabbanon, just means the Chodesh starts, but there's no sanctification to the Chodesh in itself. And therefore, according to Rabbanon, you wouldn't say Mekudosh Mekudosh, because there's no sanctification. You would say, this is Rosh Chodesh. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who uses the Kiddush HaMisnas HaChamishim Shana to tell you the whole year of Yovel is holy, he would hold, yeah, the year of Yovel is holy, and also other areas of time are considered holy, and therefore months are holy too, and therefore you would say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Based on this, it would seem, as some Rishonim point out, we pass on Rabbi Shmuel, because we do say that the Beit Din did say Mekudosh Mekudosh. And there's a similar machlokes the Gemara mentions again in Daf Ches Amud Beis. Gemara says, Tanya Idach, Yovel He, what does Yovel He teach us? So he tells like this, that since we learned the Chidashna Mishnas HaChamishim Shana, which means he should make the 50th year holy, and that means, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a whole year becomes holy. Once the whole year is Kodesh, you might think that you should add on to the year. And just like we add on to Shabbos, we add on to Yontif, as the Gemara points out, you should add on to the whole year. So the Gemara tells us, Yovel He. Yes, it's true, the whole year is holy. Kiddush HaShas Chavishim Shana. From Hashanah till the end of the year. However, Yovel He, only Yovel is holy. There's no Tosefis Yovel. That's the Shita of Yishmael. However, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, who hold that the holy 50th year is not holy, so there's no Havamina to suggest that the 50th year, that the 51st year should be holy also. There's only a Havamina to suggest that the 51st year should be holy when the whole year itself is holy. But the whole year is not Kodesh, it's not Yom Kippur, there's no Havamina to suggest there should be such a concept as Tosefis Yovel. So if that's the case, we have to ask, what do they do with the word Yovel He? So Gemara answers that according to the Chachamim, what Yovel He tells us is, Shnas Chamishim Atamone, V'Atamone Shas Chamishim V'Achas. You count the 50th year, but you don't count it like the 51st year. And what does that mean? According to Rabbanan, it's telling us, Yovel He, that the 50th year is only Yovel, which means you count 7 Shemitahs, 49 years. Then comes Yovel, and Yovel is a year which stands by itself. Yovel is a year, stands by itself, there's no Truma Semaisris, it's Yovel. And then after Yovel is over, in the 51st year, you go ahead and you count the Shemitah year, you count towards Shemitah again, 1, first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, and sixth year, then the 7th year. And the first year, of course, would be the year of the year of Truma, Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni, and the second year also the same thing. And the third year would be not Meister Sheni, Meister Ani, and we would continue that way. However, according to Rabbanan, you only start counting in the 51st year, not the 50th year. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, Yovel, he comes and tells us that the 50th year, that is Yovel, it's nothing else. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who would Rabbi Shmuel hold like? Rabbi Shmuel learns out, Yovel, he tells you, you don't do Tosefis Yovel. So how would he explain Yovel, he? So the Rishonim understand that according to Rabbi Shmuel, what the Gemara really is saying is Yovel, he, the 50th year is Yovel, and there's no Tosefis Yovel, and the 50th year is not only Yovel, but it's also the first year of counting Truma. So in other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the 50th year would be the year of Yovel, of all the halachas that are included in Yovel, and then but that would count as the first year of Truma Meister, you would count again, and therefore according to Rabbanan, and this is Shita Rabbi Yehuda actually, so the year of Yovel would be year number 1, and then you would have the year 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, and year 56 would be Shemitah again. However, according to the Rabbanan who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, right? So then, and Rabbi Shmuel, so then no, the 50th year stands by itself. The 50th year is not counted. And you only start counting the Shorja Shemitah again the first year, from the 51st year. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, against Rabbi Shmuel, the first year Shemitah would only be 57, would be in year 57. So therefore, this machlokas And presumably, Rabbi Shmuel would definitely hold like the Shita of Yehuda, because he holds Yovel, he to tell you that there's no Tosefis Yovel, so therefore you don't have a limit according to him that the Yovel itself is not counted. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the 50th year is counted towards Truma cycle, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. And there's a very big nachlin in this machlokes, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shemitah year will always be 6 years six years after Yovel. And according to the Rabbanan, the Shemitah will always be 7 years after Yovel. And over time, there'll be a very, very big difference. And therefore, based on the two Shitas, when Shemitah would be different according to each one according to his Shita. And that's the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, some Rishonim point out that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Shmuel uses Yovel to teach us that the 50th year is Yovel, the other year is not Yovel. So therefore, he hasn't limited to say that the 50th year is Yovel by itself with nothing else added. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you would the seventh year after Yovel is already Shemitah. And how do we paskin? So some Rishonim want to suggest we paskin Rabbi Shmuel. How do you know we paskin Rabbi Shmuel? Because remember before we said Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Kiddushin Mishnasa Chamish Mishana teaches us that the year of Yovel is holy, and since the year of Yovel is holy, but even the year of the year of Yovel is holy and it's holy Rosh Hashanah. However, and because it's holy Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that the 50th year is holy Rosh Hashanah. And since the 50th year is holy Rosh Hashanah, he says that the Kiddushin doesn't tell you that you're not Mekadosh Kiddushin. So he holds Mekadosh Kiddushin. And we pass from like Rabbi Shmuel, because we are Mekadosh Kiddushin. We say Mekudosh Mekudosh. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel also holds a Shitaso that since you hold the whole 50th year is holy, so Yovel, he teaches you that you don't do Tosefis Yovel. Therefore, from Yovel, we don't learn out that the 50th year is not count towards the next Shemitah cycle. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, one way it was seen with Paskin, that when there is Yovel, we would definitely count the Yovel towards the next Shemitah cycle. That would be the that's the summary Shonim point out. Another Gemara, which mentions this Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is a Gemara Meseches Nedarim, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Gemara asks the question that what happens if someone takes a neder and he says that I'm not going to drink this wine during Yovel. Okay, and let's say for example it's the 46th year, the 47th year of the Yovel. So the question is at what point does the Yovel begin? Right. In other words, the 50th year, like the Yovel itself, and therefore like the previous years, the previous 49 years, and therefore you can't drink in the 50th year this wine. Or no, the 50th year is considered like after Yovel's already over. So the Gemara mentions, to try to answer this question, what's the 50th year's count at? It's Machlokes from Yehuda and the Rabbanim, that the Kiddushin is Snasa Chamishim Shana, that according to the Rabbanan, you sanctify the 50th year. The 50th year you sanctify, but you don't sanctify the 51st year. In other words, what does that mean? That the 50th year stands by itself. It's not included with the 51st year. It's not counted towards Shemitah. And that was Shita Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yovel Olam Minyan Shavua, that Yovel counts towards the next Shemitah cycle. So like Murray asks Rabbi Yehuda the question, how can you say that the 50th year counts towards Shemitah? After all, the Pasuk says, Sheshom Tizra Sadecha, that for 6 years you have to sow the field. Now, according to you, when Yovel, we don't sow the field, right? So that means that after Yovel, it's not 6 years of planting the field, it's only 5 years, because you can't start planting until the 51st year, which obviously the Chachamim would agree with. However, according to the Chachamim, Shemitah would be in the year 57, according to it would be in the year 56. So therefore, you're going to have 5 years of planting, not 6 years of planting. That's the question. According to you, that Yovel is counted towards Shemitah, you're going to end up having, after the Yovel, only 5 years of planting. And Torah says, Sheishtem Tizrasadecha. So Yehuda answers back and says, you have the same kasha. Why? Because you say they have a ceases at Tvua Shaloshanim, right? That you know, during Shemitah, you have to go ahead and you have to have Tvua for 3 years. Because the year before Shemitah, in the sixth year, and you need that to last for the seventh year, and also the eighth year until a new produce grows. It's 3 years. But according to you, according to everybody, during Yovel, you need produce for 4 years. Why for 4 years? Because what grows in the 48th year, you need for the 48th year, 49th year, for the 50th year, during Yovel you can't plant, and then 50th for the 55th, for the 51st year, until the wheat grows, until the wheat, the produce grows again. So he says, so what's the answer? The answer is when it says 3 years, it means most Shemitah years is 3 years. The same thing when it says you'll sow the field for 6 years, it means most of the Shemitah cycle. Like one Shemitah cycle out of 50, you won't sow for 6 years, just 5 years. It's not the strongest kasha. But we see here the same machlokas between the Rishmol, Yehud, and Rabbanon, whether the 50th year is counted as part of the Shemitah, as part of the next Shemitah cycle or it's not. Another Gemara which seems to mention this machlokes between Rabbi Yehud and Rabbanon is the Gemara in Maseches Erech and the Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara is discussing why they had Yovel during the second base Hamikdash. After all, there was no need for Yovel because it wasn't Rov Yoshevela. You didn't have most of the people living in their, most of the Jews living in their proper Nachla. And the Gemara says the reason why you needed Yovel is because you want to be able to count Shemitah. So what does that mean? So there's a coin to the Rabban who say that without Yovel you can't count the Shemitah. Why not? Because you need to go ahead and you need to count because the year of Yovel does not count towards the next Shemitah cycle. So you're right. If you want to do it like it says in the Torah, you want to do Shemitah like it says in the Torah, you have to do it, you have to have a year of Yovel where there's a break. So according to Rabban, we understand why the Chazal instituted Yovel during the second Beis HaMikdash, in order that the Jews should be able to count the Shemitah years, just like it says in the Torah, so you have Yovel. But according to Rabbanon, who says no, that the 50th year counts towards the next Shemitah cycle, so there's no reason to count, to institute Yovel during, there's no reason to institute Yovel during the second Beis HaMikdash. Why wasn't there a reason to institute Yovel during the second Beis HaMikdash? It's very simple. There wasn't a reason to institute Yovel during the second Beis HaMikdash, because even without the Yovel, you still count the same way. With the Yovel, you count the 50th year towards the next Shemitah cycle, and without a Yovel, you do. So according to Rabban, we understand why they instituted the Yovel. Because they wanted to count during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash the same way they counted, during the same way the Torah says to count. However, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that no matter what, with Yovel, without Yovel, the 50th year is always counted anyways towards Shemitah. There's no reason to do Yovel. And the Gemara says, Ein hachanami, according to those opinions that hold that you count the 50th year towards Yovel, towards the next Shemitah, there was no reason to go ahead and institute a Yovel year during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. So Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in trying to come to conclusion if we possibly want to be Yehuda, the 50th year counts towards the next Shemitah, or like Rabbanan that doesn't, tries to bring rise from various Gemaras that we possibly actually like Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosis begins with stating, Omri, afilu hachi alach Rabbi Yehuda v'asmar v'Yehuda. And one of the riots in Maseches Kedushin. Why Maseches Kedushin? Because the Gemara says Maseches Kedushin like this. The Gemara was asking Maseches Kedushin daf mem amud beis, that what's greater, learning or mitzvahs? And Rabbi Tarfin said, obviously mitzvahs are greater, mice are gadol, because that's why we're here on this earth. Rabbi Kiva said, no, Talmud is gadol, learning is greater. Doesn't mean that one contradicts the other, one disposes the other. The question is, you know, what do we give more chashivas to? So a lot of people will say, you know, I do the mitzvahs, why should I learn? So they answered, Nela, Kulam, Amro, they all answered, and they said, Talmud gadol, why? Because Talmud brings to action. If you want to know how to do actions properly, it's very important to learn. How to do mitzvahs, you have to learn. If you don't learn, you can't do the mitzvahs properly. You want to understand the mitzvahs. You want to understand the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yossi says, Gadol Talmud. Why? Because Talmud came before, learning came before many mitzvahs. For example, the mitzvah of Challah kicked in the Jews and Eretz Israel. The mitzvah of learning started 40 years before, the Jews just got the Torah in the Midbar. The mitzvah of Trumas and Maestris started 14 years after the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, after they conquered the land, they divided the land, everyone was able to go back to the Nachlas that they had received. So therefore, the learning began 54 years before Trumas and Maestras. Shemitah, so learning about Shemitah actually happened 61 years before we actually did the Shemitah. Why 61 years? Because the Shemitah count only kicked in after the 14 years of Kibush Mechiluk. So therefore, you had 40 years where there were no mitzvahs of Kluvis Baretz. Then you had the 14 years. Then you had the next 6 years. And then at the... which comes out to 60. In the 61st year, Shemitah kicked in. Liyovlos, the Yovlos, Meyoshlosha. Yovlos is 103 years. Why was it 103 years? Because again, the same thing. You had 40 years in the Midbar, they were still learning about Yovel. Then 14 years, Kibush Lechiluk, right? And then another 7 years, so it was 14 years in 64, right? 40 years in 64. So then you go ahead and the 50th year, and the Gemara says when it comes to learning about Yovel, they got the Torah 103 years before the first Yovel happened. And if you figure out the Cheshbon, so they actually, Gemara asks, the Yovel happened not in the 103rd year, but the 104th year after Matan Torah. So why do they call it the 100? Why do they call it why refer to it as the 103rd year? So Gemara answers, Yovel mitchilasu meshamet. Yovel is meshamet at the very beginning. In other words, since Yovel starts from the very beginning, so therefore we already count the year before it as the year of O Yovel. So Tosfos learns out, what does Yovel mitchilasu meshamet mean? It means from the first second Rosh Hashanah it's meshamet. And therefore, since meshamet from Yovel kicks in as soon as the year starts, so therefore it's the 103rd year. That would obviously be according to Shita of Yishmael, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara seems to paskin that way, that it starts at the beginning of the year. Rashi's execution doesn't learn out that way. Rashi basically says no, because it starts from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also called Mechilas Hashanah. The question is Shemitah is also Mechilas Hashanah. So Rashi explains, yeah, but Shemitah's Ksafim happens at the end of the year. So they learned about Shemitah's Ksafim, 61 years before the first Shemitah's Ksafim happened. However, Yovel still starts from the beginning. So Tosfos wants to bring his Araya. What does the beginning mean? Beginning means Rosh Hashanah. But it's not the strongest Araya, because according to the other Shitas who say we paskin, not like Rabbi Shmuel, so the Yovel really begins from Yom Kippur, not from Hashanah. That's also considered Tchilas Hashanah. Now, depending on how you pass, as we said before, that if we hold that Hashanah starts in the very beginning, the Yovel starts in the very beginning, so that is the Shita of Yishmael. And since Rabbi Shmuel says Yovel starts in the very beginning, so therefore he uses the word Yovel, he'll tell you, is not Tosefesh Shvius. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need Yovel here to tell you that's the sheet. So therefore, since Yovel tells you there's no Shevesh Shvius, Yovel, no pastor tells you that the 50th year is not count for the first year of the Shemitah cycle. However, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that really Yovel starts from the 10th day of Tishrei from Yom Kippur. Therefore, Mikdash and Snas Chamish and Shana is not telling you the whole year is holy. And since the whole year is not holy, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that you don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's not Tosefesh Shvius. So you use Yovel He to tell you that you learn out. Yovel He comes to tell you, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yovel He comes to tell you, according to Rabbanan, that the 50th year does not count towards the year of the Shemitah cycle. So again, Tosfos wants to say that if you hold Rabbi Shmuel, that must mean that we don't count the 50th year towards the next Shemitah cycle. And the Gemara Masechta Kedushin seems to say clearly, according to Tosfos, that we pass Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rosh Hashanah of Yovel starts in the very, 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 very beginning of the year. Therefore, Tosfos, Ritva, and other Rishonim seem to feel we pasuk Rabbi Shmuel, and if we pasuk Rabbi Shmuel, that must mean also that we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. That's it, that we count the Shemitah year towards the next Shemitah cycle. Mirz Hashem, next week and next year we'll do a Gemara Vodazara and the Rambam, which will have strong implications for how we pasuk.